today why your tax returns and refunds may be late this year. A new contender for the Attorney General's seat. The mayor of Springfield rings in the Chinese New Year. Dunkin's has a Valentine's Day menu. The Dollar Tree is in hot water for not allowing employee breaks. And the Massachusetts groundhog, Ms. G, takes exception to Punxsutawney Phil. And it's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, pull up a Thursday and join me for an information orgy. All it takes is for the temperatures to hit the 40s, you know, and it feels like spring. Well, you're going to get a little bit more of that today before Friday ushers in some frozen stuff and more cold temperatures. But why beat around the bush? Here's the actual forecast for today. Cloudy and rain, lovely highs between 40 and 44 degrees, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now for tonight, the rain will start up. Eventually it'll turn to sleet, and we'll have more about that on tomorrow's show as we look at Friday. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno announced today that the city of Springfield is looking for applicants and proposals for two grant programs. The City of Springfield's Community Development Block Grant Program is designed to expand opportunities for low and moderate income citizens through the provision of public services, acquisition improvements to public facilities, neighborhood improvements, housing and economic development opportunities. So Springfield is inviting proposals from public service organizations who provide programs for a specific group of people where at least 51% of them are low medium income persons. The clientele served must be from Springfield. Additionally, Springfield is looking for applicants for the Emergency Solutions Grant Program for the program year July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. Now, the ESG program provides funds to nonprofit agencies to operate programs providing homelessness prevention, street outreach, emergency shelter, essential services for people in shelter, and rapid housing. Mayor Dominic Sarno will join with Open Pantry Community Services for a special ceremonial check presentation and a volunteer recognition event. On Thanksgiving Day, Open Pantry celebrated their 10th annual Stuffing the Pantry Road Race and Walk, and thanks to the generous support from the community and record-breaking participation, over 2,500 pounds of food was garnered, and 69 community and business sponsors generously gave a total of some $58,000 to support Open Pantry. So this is going to be today at 4 p.m. at Pellegrini, Seeley, Ryan, and Blakesley. That'll be 1150 Hall of Fame Avenue, Springfield. Waiting for your IRS return from the previous year? Well, don't hold your breath. The IRS is up to its ears in backlog, and it's due to staffing shortages. So the IRS usually starts up the tax season with a million returns backed up. This year, get ready, that number is six times that. If your return has a mistake of some sort, it will go to error resolution, where it could take longer than 21 days. Now that is a center of short staffing problems at the wonderful error resolution people. Now you add to this more complications this year, from child tax credit to unemployment. And the vast majority of Americans have a tax deadline of April 18, of course. However, this year, Massachusetts gets an extra day, a reprieve. Tuesday, April 19, because of Patriots Day. Former Boston City Councilor and 2021 mayoral hopeful Andrea Campbell on Wednesday officially jumped into the race for Attorney General, days after the release of a poll that showed her with an early edge in a still-forming Democratic primary field with many undecided voters. Campbell's announcement comes about 2 weeks after A.G. Maura Healey announced that she would run for governor this year, and it comes about 2 months after voters in Boston settled the mayoral race. While on the mayoral campaign trail, Campbell, who grew up in Roxbury and graduated from Boston Latin before attending Princeton, advocated for reform to the policing and criminal justice systems and shared stories of her family's experiences with incarceration. Her twin brother, Andre, died in Department of Correction custody while awaiting trial. Well, Mayor Sarno would like to wish everyone happiness, prosperity, fortune, and good health as we celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year, the Year of the Tiger. Mayor Sarno says to all our residents who celebrate Happy Year of the Tiger, Springfield has a rich and proud Asian American history and population, especially our Vietnamese American residents, who've always been so welcoming to me. We will miss attending their very festive and colorful New Year's event this year due to the pandemic. We still need to acknowledge and celebrate these positive occasions where we can. Now, more than ever, do we need to take a moment to celebrate the blessings and good health we have, wishing all joy, prosperity, health, abundance, and strength in the new year ahead. Good health and continued success. Hey, the Chicopee Library would like you to know that they aren't just about books. Sure, they've got all the bestsellers you might want, but they also have DVDs, CDs, audiobooks, Chicopee artifacts and reference materials, computers for public use, Wi-Fi hotspots, iPads for checkout, programs for all ages, a team of reference librarians to answer your questions, and a spectacular children's department. So if you can't come to the library in person, you can access materials at home, including reference databases of all kinds and downloadable items for your devices, your ebooks, your audiobooks, your magazines, your music and movie series. You can also apply for a library card if you don't have one, and you can apply for it online. Dunkin's is getting in the Valentine's Day spirit this year with the return of the Coca Mocha Iced Signature Latte. Made with rich espresso and decadent mocha flavor. This is according to the company. Dunkin' also stated that the best way to enjoy this drink is by pairing it with their brownie battered donut. Now that's a heart-shaped chocolate frosted donut filled with brownie batter and topped with Valentine's Day sprinkles. So if you're somebody who's cutting back on the chocolate, the pink strawberry Dunkin' coconut refresher is also a part of this limited time menu. And it's made with B vitamins, energy from green tea extract, and strawberry dragon fruit flavor, combined with coconut milk, available to all customers. Not to mention, the pink drink's aesthetic looks great on anyone's Instagram feed, so Daily Perks members can also receive a deal during the Valentine's Day weekend from February 11 right on through Sunday the 13th. Members can earn 3 times the points on all donuts and munchkins, according to the company. Dollar Tree Stores Incorporated, doing business as Family Dollar, has been cited $1.5 million in penalties for more than 3,900 violations of Massachusetts meal break laws. Attorney Maura Healy made this announcement.
Oops.
Family Dollar was issued 2 citations by the AG's office for failing to provide employees who work for more than 6 hours in one day at least 30 minutes for a meal break, affecting 620 employees across 100 locations throughout Massachusetts, the majority of which are in low-income neighborhoods. Family Dollar employs more than 900 people at its Massachusetts locations. Investigators were able to determine that from 2018 to 2019, the company routinely cut the necessary payroll hours, leaving stores understaffed. This resulted in hundreds of employees being unable to leave their stores on meal breaks, or even take them. Massachusetts breaks and time-off laws provide workers with a right to at least a 30-minute meal break for each 6 hours worked in a calendar day. Now, during this meal break, workers must be relieved of their duties and be permitted to leave the workplace. Now, any requirement to remain on store premises is considered working time and a violation of the law. This matter was handled by Assistant Attorney General Amy Goyer and Supervising Investigator Jen Pack, both of the AG's Fair Labor Division. Massachusetts state groundhog Ms. G predicted Wednesday that spring has arrived, diverging from the forecast made hours earlier by Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania of an extended winter. Now in her 15th year predicting the seasonal change, Ms. G relayed to her handlers that she did not see her shadow. The result, translated from Groundhog E's, It is now spring. Around 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, Punxsutawney Phil appeared on Gobbler's Knob, his stump home in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to issue his forecast of 6 more weeks of winter. Some climate experts are saying that Ms. G's revelation of an early spring may be the correct choice. I'm going with Ms. G. We'll let you know how this rodent flap turns out. All right, my friends, thank you for spending some time with us today. Hope you got something out of the program, and I appreciate you being with us. And why not come back tomorrow? Because our next new program to round out the week and usher in the weekend be up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand at your convenience throughout the day. Brad Shepherd Today is the name of the program, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.